Hey, you guys, my name is Brooke, your fellow podcaster from the East Coast, and welcome to my podcast, Blogger with a Twist, your host and a creator. And so basically on my podcast, I'll mainly be talking about things relating to lifestyle. So anything from me ranting about my life, my job, something I see on social media, or talking about something motivational, or pretty much whatever is on my mind, that is pretty much the gist of my podcast. So if any of you guys find it interesting, do not hesitate to subscribe, share my podcast with your family and friends, and last but not least, sit back, relax, grab your snacks or whatever you like to eat, and let's get this episode popping. Hey, you guys, and welcome back to a brand new episode. And hopefully you guys out there are doing good. And so before we get started in this week's episode, I do have an update about my dental dilemmas with the oral surgeon and just this whole frustrating journey. So I know in my last two episodes, specifically my last one, I told you guys that when I did go to the oral surgeon's office, I could not make the appointment because apparently their system got breached that they used, I guess, to, you know, process people's insurances and stuff like that. And thankfully, you guys, I did get a call back from the office this week and I was finally able to make an appointment. And I'm just so excited. I did not realize, though, that I had to wait until my insurance company actually approved of the surgery so I can move on to the next steps. But nevertheless, you guys, I am excited and happy to be finally moving on with this chapter because it has just been so aggravating. And besides that, you guys, today's episode, what I want to talk about is appreciating the good and the bad when it comes to life. And I think it is so important to not always frown upon the bad times in your life and just instead learn from those experiences and understand that life is full of surprises and you cannot predict your future. You just have to live life the best that you can and make the best choices. So that being said, if you guys want to know more, then grab your snacks and let's get this episode popping. So the inspiration behind this week's episode was actually from me watching another podcast a couple of days ago. So last week when I was on YouTube over at my boyfriend's house, I had came across another podcast. I think the name of his podcast is called J-E-Y Shetty Podcast. And he had this young lady on his podcast. Her name was Emma Greta. And she's like this multi-millionaire entrepreneur. And she was named one of America's richest self-made women by Forbes. And she has founded multiple global businesses like Good American and Skims. And she's also a prominent serial entrepreneur and philanthropist. And so when I was watching her interview on his podcast, I just got really motivated and inspired just hearing her words and how she got to where she is and all the jobs that she had before she became the person that she is today. And one thing that she did mention, I don't remember exactly her words, but it was something to the effect of, you are going to have some days where you may not feel content or comfortable where you are at in your life, and other days where you may feel happy. But most importantly, it's not nothing to feel bad about because it is just the journey of being human. And just her saying those words, it resonated with me so much because as an entrepreneur, and I have said this before, there have been many times where I've debated if I should continue podcasting or blogging because I feel like I should be further in my career, but then also I have to kind of take a step back and look at all I have achieved and also my own flaws, because not for nothing, you guys, probably two of the things that I really need to nip in the butt is my procrastination and my consistency. And I definitely know there are a lot of people that can relate to either one or both. It's just, I don't know what it is, because I will tell myself I will do something, and then unfortunately that will turn into a week, and then a week turns into a couple weeks, and then into a couple months, and then etc. So for me, I feel like my procrastination and my inconsistency are two biggest things that has halted my blog and podcast and other stuff not being as successful as it could be. For example, I know you guys remember back like when COVID first happened and they was shutting down everything, and the only thing that was open was the supermarket, or I think pharmacies, just the bare necessities. And I remember during that time I was releasing podcast episodes, but I feel like I could have released more podcast episodes. I could have pushed myself harder because I was not working. I was sitting at home like everybody else. So I did not have an excuse to be lazy, but I was. And so when I think about moments like that and how I should have been more productive, even though a part of me blames myself at the same time, I try to look at the positive side of things, and it kind of made me realize that there is a lesson in the sense of being an entrepreneur and understanding that sometimes being lazy is not a good thing. And even if you may not feel like it, you have to remind yourself of the end result and where you see yourself in the future. Because being an entrepreneur, let me tell you guys, is not for the weak. It takes a lot of drive and motivation to not want to give up on your dreams or aspirations, especially if you have people in your life that do not believe in your dream or talk negatively about it. It can make you feel like, what am I doing all of this for? Is there really a purpose? And that, for some people, can eat away at their confidence and make them feel like maybe they should not chase after their dreams. Maybe they should just quit dreaming and just work a regular 9-to-5. And this is not to say there's anything wrong with a 9-to-5, but do not feel like you have to give up your dreams just because of other people's opinions. And I think I made an episode talking about you should not care about other people's opinions, because when it comes to life, everybody's going to have an opinion, and that does not mean that their opinion is correct. And so that is why I say, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're just living your life, it's important to not forget your bad times, your good times, because in every moment, I feel like you can learn a lesson. And also, it can make you a stronger person, and it shows that you have grown as an individual. Because like I said earlier in this episode, one of the things that Emma mentioned in her interview was about all of the jobs that she had before she became the successful entrepreneur that she is today. And I know for sure there are a lot of people that can relate working a job or more that they may not necessarily like, but at the end of the day, it keeps money in their pockets. For example, I've mentioned this before, even though working at Starbucks is not my dream job, it does help pay my bills at the end of the day. And I think that is just an important lesson, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, to understand that you have to do certain things in life that you may not like, but it is part of the journey of, in some ways, maybe discovering the person that you are going to be someday. Because in her interview, she did talk about what she learned from every job that she had in the past. And I think that's important to also realize that every job that you had in your past before you got the one that you really, really liked, there is a lesson in every job. For example, when I used to work in retail, and I used to work at Macy's as a sales associate, I never really understood what it was like to work in retail and everything you have to go through. But after working in retail, it really humbled me and made me realize that it can be hard just working with the general public. And I still work with the general public, even though I'm in the food industry, but just working with people that you don't know how they're going to react, can really teach you to have patience. And also just appreciate people that work in retail, because retail is not as easy as people think it is, especially if you've never worked in retail. And even when I worked at the parking garage and I worked at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, I would get so many parents that would be angry, frustrated because they had to pay for parking, even though their child or children are in the hospital. And even though I felt bad, a part of me also felt like, well, why are y'all getting mad at me? I'm just doing my job. I even one time, it's so crazy, I had one guy basically call me fat and told me I should go on Jenny Craig because he was mad he had to pay for parking. And I'm not saying that I believe that parents should pay for parking, because think about it, if your child is in the hospital, the last thing you want to worry about is paying for parking. And so with that job, even though there was times I got frustrated because of the parents being rude to me, at the same time, it also taught me that you don't know what people are going through, and it's better to not be so angry or take things too personally, because you're only making yourself more angry. And you have to ask yourself, is it really worth the fuss? Is it really worth the anger? You're not always going to get happy people. You may get some people that are sad or angry or bitter. You just really never know. It's kind of like rolling the dice. You just don't know what's going to be on the other side. Or even like that line from the movie Forrest Gump. I don't know how many of you guys have seen it. I think Tom Hanks plays the main character. But the line goes, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know which one you're going to get. And I just feel like that's a perfect analogy for life, because really in life, you just don't know what cards you're going to be dealt. So you just have to make the best of what you have. Because sometimes when you do get a box of chocolates, you may get the crappy ones. So, you know, it is what it is. And I say all of this to say, you guys, that when it comes to your flaws or the good and bad things in your life, just understand that there's nothing wrong when you do have moments where you may not be feeling the best. It is okay. Do not try to be so hard on yourself. It is okay to give yourself some slack every once in a while. You don't have to be your own worst critic 24/7. But also understand that even if you are at a low point in your life right now, try to see the positivity in that and understand that this is only a bump and a road, and this is not the end of your story, and you do have a purpose. And so I just hope that for any of you guys that is listening to this episode, that you got some motivation or inspiration out of this episode, but also just realizing and understanding that it's important to accept all of yourself, all of your flaws, the bad, the good, and the ugly. Because like I have said before, no one is perfect, and part of being human is making mistakes. So that said, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and I'm just so happy about, like I said earlier, about the update with the oral surgeon, and everything is going as planned. And just remember, you guys, appreciate every part of your life. appreciate the good, the bad, because this is your journey to greatness. So you guys, that will conclude this week's episode. If you enjoyed it, like I say in my intro, definitely subscribe, share the podcast. If you have any questions or inquiries, all of my information is in the description box of every episode. And other than that, you guys, stay blessed, stay positive, be safe, and peace.